While at Ward's, he made some attempts to improve these rough and clumsy methods of taxidermy, but his methods for the most part were not used because no one would then pay for better work. Akeley tells us that museums at that time preferred bird skins to bird groups and wired skeletons to animal groups. They cared little for exhibits that would be really interesting to people. Akeley develops new methods of taxidermy. Akeley's great dream was to mount animals in habitat groups, that is, in their natural poses and in the proper setting of plant life and landscape, aided by painted backgrounds. Not being able to do this, he began to look elsewhere for work. William Morton Wheeler, one of his fellow workers at Ward's, had left and was teaching in the high school in Milwaukee. To help Akeley continue his education, Wheeler offered to tutor him if he would come to Milwaukee. Akeley accepted and got a job at the Milwaukee Museum to pay for food and lodging. Here he stayed for 8 years, working at taxidermy in the museum and in a shop of his own. One of the directors of the Milwaukee Museum had visited Lapland and had brought back the skin of a reindeer, together with a lap sledge and harness, all of which he was anxious to have shown in the museum. Akeley arranged these articles into a group, which showed a Lap driving his reindeer over the snow, the first habitat group he ever built. Later he mounted a group of orangutans in lifelike poses, using some bare branches to give the proper setting. The reindeer and the orangutan work encouraged Akeley to suggest similar habitat groups of the fur-bearing animals of Wisconsin.